Well, what is Dungenetics? Like I said in the first episode, it's soon to be five friends playing a game of Dungeons and Dragons for the first time ever. Some of them for the first, some of them, you know, a little bit of experience. And why? Why do we do it? It's just a waste of time. It's just an imaginary world. It means nothing. It means nothing at all. Except deep in the spark of creation in our hearts and in our minds, we've created something that no one can have, no one can take away from us, and no one actually understands where it's going, including our DM. This is Dungenetics. And I know in my heart that he's lost control, because there's no way he would let us get away with the horrific situation we put ourselves into if he had any grasp. For I've seen the future, and I know what's about to happen. And listeners, I'm sorry. Good luck. In our last episode, we are still seeking to gain the confidence of the council, even though at every single turn they have tried to kill us. See, we just want to get into the tower where the Duke has shielded up himself and Albertcha's sister, who is controlling him at every single turn. We just want to gain the freedom of the land back, and we are solving the crimes and problems of the council. Currently, we're finding why people have been disappearing, and we are deep in the investigation on the boat, attacking a man who has been killing tons of Haven citizens. Join us now. Thank you. This is Dungenetics. Listen to our episode. Have a good one.
You do know where Miles really is. So.
Actually, we're over water. There is no law.
You're in international water.
International water. Yeah, everything's fair game.
That's why they have casinos out in the water. So.
All right, it's now the Rogue. Miles Carver.
Jabroni boy's in the web, right?
Yep.
Jarvis, whatever his name is. All right, I'm going to go over to him and keen dagger him in the head.
All right.
17. 18. Plus 8.
You hit him.
Yes, sir.
No sneak attack.
That's like
at
1d4 plus 6.
1d4 plus 6.
7.
This is interesting. You leap at him, plunge the dagger into his chest, going for what you believe is his heart. He vanishes, and you fall into the webs, and you're restrained.
What? Come on! Bull donkey!
Chester, you're heading right towards that storm drain.
I know, but how close is it? Like,
very close.
Oh, we need to get off.
You're about 60 feet.
Oh, I can teleport that far.
Yep.
Don't call the whale.
Wall of fire?
Like the ship on fire.
Into a burning wall of fire. I went down,
wall of fire.
Down, and the boat sunk even higher.
We'll be fine. Burn,
burn, burn. Such a bad
that wall of fire. That wall of fire.
Okay, you bring it up, and he gets his dexterity, so he's saved, but roll 5d8.
Things are happening. Strange things are happening.
Strange magic.
It's 3. I'll just roll these.
Here
we go. Oh, God, so that's a... Is that horn?
No,
judgment?
No, no,
seven?
No, no, that's a 7.
There we go. 15, 16, and 2 more.
It's a 2.
Yeah, 5 or 2.
So you
had
23. All right,
guys,
23? Alright, you set his black cloak on fire, it's burning away. You see, he on his belt, he still has his sack.
His sack?
On his belt.
On his belt.
On his belt.
Wait, I recognize that sack.
I've seen that sack before.
And the wizard.
So you did the fire.
Yeah, the center broken mast that's kind of tilted.
Yeah.
The fire has set the sail that's attached to that is on fire.
There you go.
So the fire is going right up.
Good.
Okay.
Into the netting.
So we are flying into a sewer drain. Middle of us is on fire. And this
full of a boat full of dead bodies.
And this lunatic is attacking us.
Well, you might as well just go blight at this point.
Things are happening.
Yeah. Okay.
Shit, son.
Shit's getting real.
Let's do blights. Do I need to roll?
you do need to roll.
Let's do this. Max it? Is that?
They took that away until level 12.
What's going on?
Why didn't they take all the good things away from us?
They found that getting even one max spell is really powerful because you just use on your strongest
17.
Spell. Oh, that hits.
88.
Hustle. Roll that 8 times.
8. 3. 8. How many more I got?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 2 more times.
That was the lowest one.
A lot of math.
YOLO. Let me get my calculator.
I got this.
I got it.
YOLO.
YOLO.
30.
That's a spell.
44. 48. 49, 50, 51, 73.
Wow. I would be very impressed if this guy survives.
All right, tomorrow. You hit him with the blight.
No.
You see he, like, Travel pops up this huge chunk of blood and then vanishes. You see him appear in the entrance of the storm drain on his knees, like, coughing up blood.
Ooh, so I got him, but
he's out of reach.
He's out of reach.
I can just throw you.
You just do a running, just like run to the end of the ship and leap to the storm drain.
If you don't make it, you'll just land on the water.
This is true.
Yeah.
This is true. Is that even feasibly possible? Would I be able to make a jump like that?
Right now you're about like 55 feet away. So
absolutely not.
unless Red Bull gave you wings, that's not going to fucking happen.
My armor's got wings.
And that would leave us with his turn. You see him kind of like stumble up, and like his face is just like cracked and bleeding, and he kind of like starts limping into the storm drain.
Oh, that's awesome.
Now it is your turn.
Well, what the hell do we do now?
We gotta go after him. We have to.
We have to, because he's not as neat. I mean, he's knocked. We damaged him. We need that final blow.
You do need that final blow, don't you?
Yeah, we do.
So
who can give him the final blow? That's the question. Who's are you up?
I actually don't.
Yeah, it's my turn, but there's no way I can reach the guy. Unless you know, I do have a
You have the crown, it's ready to go.
Yep. I still have to make contact with a sword.
Run! You can walk in water.
You could run towards the tip of the boat or the side of the boat. Take your sword, slash one of the lines,
take the
line, and swing to the pipe.
Oh, Jesus, this is going to end badly. All right.
Like a fucking pirate, man.
A big metal-clad guy jumping across. This is going to be great.
That's it. But you have full charge.
Yeah, but I can't hustle. Critical hit if he's not in front of
Run,
me.
Run, charge!
Hey, Shaw.
Come on, man.
YOLO.
Okay, so what kind of roll?
YOLO.
YOLO roll.
Acrobatics or athletics? Which way you want to do this?
I guess. Well, which one?
Do you want to use your brawn to get across, or do you want to use your
YOLO roll?
He's got a strength on the dice.
Is one of them a strength modifier? Because that's
yeah.
All right, then I'm going with strength.
YOLO. All right, let's do this. Do a
YOLO roll.
YOLO roll.
17 plus 5.
Yeah, we took it
the
free time. Yo, we helped him by doing that.
Right. So you got a 25. So Hutzel runs diagonally across the ship. Going through flames.
Get to the chopper.
Going through flames, cuts one of the netting lines and swings with it across into the pipe, hits the wall, slides off the rope, but he's in the pipe.
Wow.
You see him, like...
We saw through that.
Limping down the tunnel. And you see him, like, slapping his bloody hand against the wall, and you see a panel of it slide down.
You're like, Jarvis! Get back here!
And now it goes to, you.
I follow Hutzel.
Are you gonna try the same thing?
Yeah, I got skills.
Oh, God, if you screw this
He's
up.
Got He's got skittles. He's got skittles.
14 plus the dex,
no.
Right?
This is scary.
14 plus 5. 19.
All right.
Do you have acrobatics or anything?
I do have acrobatics.
Yeah, we are adding the modifier in there.
And athletics.
You get 20, son. You cut one of the other lines, and you come in... and you do a somersault off the end of the line into the water of the pipe.
I slide in like this.
Brian, don't you have like a
I'm still on the boat,
dimension
yo.
Door or something?
Yeah, but
no,
dimension.
That's gone.
Yeah, it's gone.
Or what are you going to do, Chester?
Stuff.
Whatever, I'm just going to make it
if
go
he's
anyway.
Not down,
even if I land
can...
on the wall,
no,
it's
he
okay.
just opened a hidden panel in the wall and we put it into a room.
Oh, so I need
nine,
to go.
Nine.
You got to follow us.
Whatever. Yeah. Let's see.
You can't walk on water.
You
can just take the long way there.
Yeah, I can walk on water. I'll just take the. All
right. It looks like you guys are taking the long route. Yep. You guys take normal jumps off, land in the water like it was the ground, and start running towards it with the boat following behind you.
Okay, it's fine.
Crashing behind you.
Crashing and blowing up
fiery
behind us.
Fiery ball of fire.
All right, are you guys going to make it easy? Because like the storm drain kind of like is not like into the water. It's kind of like above the water, like 20 feet
you gotta jump.
Draining in.
You got to jump. Yeah, I got a rope.
No, no, guys, don't worry about me. I have airwalk.
He'll just change the walk.
He pumps up his Air Jordans.
Air Jordans.
And jumps.
Yeah, air walk allows you to walk on air as up to a 45 degree angle, like it was ground.
Oh, cool.
So
yeah,
he's going.
No. Do. Yeah.
He's like, wait a minute, stairs. Oh, yeah. Mime. Oh.
Can you throw him on your back and carry him up the?
Does
air
it
walk?
Sag and carry?
All right. Hop on his back.
All right, yeah. Hop on your back.
Piggyback.
That'll be next turn type thing. So.
Wizard piggyback rides. Woo-hoo.
All right, are you guys going to chase after him? Because you are pretty bruised up.
Yeah, I'll chase after him. I'm fine.
Can I, like, stop to pop a potion or something?
Yeah, you can use it.
I need healing, just so you know.
You have your own healing potions.
I'll
use your own.
Don't worry about that.
Okay, I have 5 healing potions.
Well, wait a minute, are we...
Chase him.
You sure?
Get him.
Okay.
Yeah, get rid of this guy.
You guys follow as these guys are coming up to the pipe.
Well, he can't see us, right? Because we're behind him.
Yeah, he's trying to get away as far.
Can I use assassinate? Is it my turn yet?
He's not that close to you. Exiting the storm drain, you go through the secret door. Exiting the storm drain, you enter a dark tunnel where the walls appear to be made from hard clay. What little light is available from the generously spaced torches along the wall reveal the deep reddish hues of the clay walls. Glancing about, it almost appears the walls are weeping a red ooze when not directly watched.
Vigo.
In the distance, you can faintly hear the sounds of someone running.
Vigo. Vigo the Carpathian.
Vigo.
Destroyer of worlds.
Destroyer of worlds. Play Aretha Franklin for
what are you two doing?
Ooze and animate. Stuff.
I'm chasing after
the other one. Are you guys just going to run down the tunnel?
Yeah,
going stealthily down the tunnel.
All right, the tunnel you're in opens up. You barely can see him because he's using his teleport to
put distance.
Whoop, 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 whoop.
The tunnel opens up into a vast chamber with a pit containing a pit filled with blood red sand. That gives the illusion of constantly draining, but it never appears to empty. Circling the hole is a ring of chains that plunge into the pit, blood dripping along their links. Where the chains attach to the walls, numerous bodies have been bound to the links with wounds intended to accentuate rather than kill. On the other side of the chamber... On the other side of the chamber is the adversary that you tracked here.
Sandwich I ate.
Oh, Lord, avenge my failure, as he slits his throat and collapses near the pit.
Oh, man.
Uh-oh.
The grooves in the floor seem to guide the blood towards the sand, and when they touch, the sand crackles and smokes.
Oh, no.
Suddenly, the entire chamber begins to shudder and shake. As the chains plunging into the sand pit grow tight, as if something was climbing out of its depths.
Oh,
could do the
God.
Turn around, run towards it, go, get out!
And just as this has all happened, the two of them run into the room.
And I turn and go, let's get the fuck out of here. I turn
roll initiative. Like,
YOLO!
YOLO!
Oh, 17.
The chains are coming down into the pit.
Oh, Jesus.
There's bodies bound all over the chains and have been punctured so that their blood is flowing down the chains.
Oh, no.
As you walked in, the guy you were chasing slit his own throat.
Yeah, I know that.
And now the chain's gone tight, like something's pulling on them
and
climbing up out of it.
But we don't know what.
We could just start destroying the chains so it can't climb out.
Like Dawkins?
Dennis.
could
breaking the chains.
Well, you're not. Are you in the room with us now? Or?
Yeah, we're all.
Yeah, they just joined you as you. They didn't witness the guy slitting his throat, but they see the rest of it.
Do we have the beholder?
Oh no!
You do have a beholder.
Beholder.
Do I have a beholder?
In no, your canteen.
Oh, in my canteen.
Have we ever had something so vicious as this come across us?
I'm a newbie.
We don't even know what it is yet.
All right, you guys are trying to discuss what's going on. And you see now
Brian just decides to unleash the beholder. We both go,
will the beholder attack us?
The blood that was flowing down the chains seems to be flowing up the chains. As the room continues to shudder, suddenly the sand explodes as a creature rises up out of the pit.
Oh, boy.
The monster is huge, nearly a dozen feet tall, despite most of his lower torso is still submerged beneath the sand.
We need a bigger
Its body is without skin and appears to be blood-soaked muscle tissue with several plates of metal bound by rivets into its flesh. With a solid bronze mass upon its face. I'm free, the creature screams as it stretches out its four arms that end in fearsome-looking claws that look like sleeves. On a cue, several of the bodies upon the chain snap to life and drop to the ground, limping towards you.
This Beholder?
This is a zombie dragon.
This is Doom 2 or Doom 3 end boss. So,
if we unleash the Beholder, the Beholder will attack him.
Part of the spell that captured him in the flask means you can command him to fight another opponent for you. But once that opponent's dead, then he can come after you. But somehow I'm not sure that even a Beholder is going to be able to take out a god of the undead. But at least its attention will be directly on us.
And it would be You'd
fight alongside us.
Yeah, I mean.
And if worse comes worse, maybe you can put a god in a bottle.
Yeah. And you know what? It gives us one extra person.
It's just a genie in a bottle.
I'm going to roll. Do I have to roll?
To pop the cork and get the party started?
Yeah. No. Let's pop the beholder out.
You don't have to pop it.
All right.
You pull it out, and he's like, are you going to release me?
Yes, yes,
what task do you need to see me?
You need to go after that guy.
He's like, nope, I'll stay right here.
I'm good. I'm staying.
He's like, I'm good. I'm out.
We need you to attack the gentleman with four arms hanging.
That has no skin.
That has no skin. We need you to attack the head.
Then release me.
You are released.
Oh, you boy. Pop the cork.
Oh, boy.
And you see him come out, and he just, like, kind of, like, expands rapidly. And there's a bolt.
And he looks at it and goes, let me back in. Let me back in.
Can I go back in the box?
Mommy, no.
Can I go back in the flask?
I hope we did the right thing.
I don't
know. We probably did.
But it gives us extra.
I don't know what either of these things are.
Yeah.
All right, you were the first to go this turn.
Okay. Running back.
Now the beholder is number two.
Oh. This beholder is going to town.
It's a good thing because we don't get it. I think it's good.
Yeah, it's good.
Let's hope.
I like hope. I also like cheese.
So, I don't know. My alignment is slipping away from hope.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. All right. The beholder comes out screaming, and you see like five different rays from his eyes going against the
zombie guys.
No, against the zombies. That's what he released them against.
Oh, I thought maybe we would just do it by accident. Get lucky. You don't have to fight anything, he just kills everything. We just stand there and go, yep, all right, back in the box. Back in your flask. He just runs back and jumps in.
You see a lot of them just kind of like bounce off the creature.
Chop.
One of them hits him solid and burns like this like huge chunk of his flesh out. And the creature roars and...
He's angry.
Returns.
Not enough.
On the beholder.
All right.
Good.
So far, so good. So far, you're doing a good thing.
The huge creature in the center just starts bringing all his four arms down on the beholder. Like, he's cut a few stocks off. But, he, like I said, he's pretty bloody.
Yet again, Hellraiser.
The 10 limping bot, or the 6 limping bodies.
6 of them? Whatever, I thought there was 5.
Did I say 5?
You said 5 before. You had
all right, now there's 5.
You said 3.
Yeah, you took care of us.
You guys are lucky. I got them convinced that there's only 5 of them. All right, so there's 4 of us. There's 5 of them. Hutzel, you get 2 of them because you have armor and stuff.
The next one to go is Shop.
You take 2 of them out.
Do I attack them or do I try and go after the main guy?
No, leave the main guy alone. We'll take care of that for now. Go after the other guys.
Okay.
Crazy, man. All
right, swing.
That's just the most thing you can do.
17.
Nice.
You hit.
You sank his battleship.
You sank his.
You sank his PT boat. 10 plus.
14. I didn't know that. I was supposed to be adding.
All right, make a constitution saving throw.
Oh, joy.
Oh, man.
You do have proficiency on that, so.
9 plus 4.
Okay. You slice through that one, and it explodes in a cloud of red mist that has these fine, like, maybe like inch and a half maggots full of blood that try to burrow into your skin.
They have armor on.
Creepiness.
And
this makes me really itchy. This
you thing. Actually killed him, so you actually get a free attack, so you have 2 more attacks.
I think that should be the killer move.
That's the way you do it. That's the way.
That's critical fail.
That did not hit.
No, it did not.
Oh, the Ray Charles.
You do have 1 more attack, though. You gain an extra attack whenever you bleed someone.
Close his eyes.
That's automatic critical.
All right. And you.
And the beholder got some good damage, right?
So I have an improved and a superior critical.
Yeah, they stack on each other because they're part of the same progression.
Okay.
So you hit another one and make a con save.
Please, another 20. 8 plus 4, 8, 9.
Yeah, that's good enough. So another one explodes as the maggots try to burrow into your skin.
Oh, God.
Now it is.
Rock flesh. Use ranged attacks.
It is your turn, Miles.
Take up my crossbow. I load in an acid arrow and shoot it towards one of the zombie guys.
Alright.
11 plus weapon's 18.
Okay, roll 3d6 for the acid.
5, 6, and a 1. 12.
Alright, you killed it. Roll con save, Hustle.
Why am I rolling a con save? I didn't.
Because they're all, you waded into them and they're popping now.
Yeah. And he did a range.
It's not whoever kills them, it's whoever's next to them.
What?
Yes!
What'd you get?
A 1.
Yeah. It was a what?
It was gonna happen eventually. Puzzle's gonna get eaten by maggots.
Yum 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 yum.
Maggots next. You take 6 points of damage and there's a few maggots that made it in between your armor and it's starting to burrow into your flesh.
Oh, maggot yum yum. Got the crocodile. Did you see that?
Maggot yum yum.
The people shoot heroin. You're getting a crocodile. It's got a crocodile.
Oh, you turn into a zombie.
All right,
no, it makes your skin rot.
Yeah.
And maggots
will
start.
It's light on the big
flesh.
Guy.
Yeah. So all right. Thinking they're shooting a heroin. It's like crocodile. It's called crocodile. And it's like. It's a news piece. The whole family do heroin. I'm
17
like,
plus wisdom, which is a 4, so 21.
And
the
skin's rotting.
So how do I get rid of the maggots?
That is something you're going to have to figure out.
Yes, that's it.
I would say a shower. ATA. Eating from the inside out.
Yep.
Hey, guys, guess what?
Huh?
I hit him.
Who?
The guy.
You went after the guy?
He went after the big guy. Why? Blight.
Where's the beholder doing that?
Blight.
Oh.
Blight, baby, blight.
Yeah, blight.
Oh, okay. Disco Inferno. Here we go. 7.
How many do you get?
6.
You get 6 of them?
Right, hold on. 6. And... Oh, yeah, but 6 plus 6 is 12, plus 10 is 22, plus that is 29.
I see what you're saying.
Bam! All right, you blast them. More blood comes off, and one of his metal rivet plates fall off.
Nice.
But he seems to be
angered
and still focused upon
the beholder.
The beholder.
That's fine.
That's nice. Great. That's good. Keep all focused on beholder.
And wizard.
Way to go, team beholder.
Ooh man.
What do you got?
I was thinking.
So you didn't choose blight. We could have blighted him twice.
I can do. I have the 10 charges.
What? Yeah, but
I already used it.
Ah, Brian, why?
Actually, I could use Thunder Wave and knock down as many guys as I can.
Oh yeah, it's the start of a new turn. Three more of the bodies animate.
What?
Three more bodies? How many bodies are there?
You would guess that there's probably somewhere between 300 bodies bound to all these
What
chains.
The balls?
Okay, so we need to
They've been shipping people to feed this thing.
Thunder Wave.
Need to do the, no. It's brutal. Need to do Ice Storm and freeze
so
everything.
Brutal.
Or is it not? I mean, I guess we could try it and just see what happens.
What about Cone of Cold? Will that freeze everything?
Are the chains connected to the main guy? No, he broke free of those, right?
They're bound underneath to his belt.
Oh, so realistically, if you did lightning on the thing, it would hit all the creatures already strung up on the chains and the guy.
Electrocute them all?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's very smart. I wouldn't think about that, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to do that. Yeah.
If anyone has any salty water, then we can toss on them. That would help out.
I'm going to do a lightning bolt towards the chain.
Right?
Make a peek. I mean, make a roll.
And let's see if we can fry some people.
Nope. Roll 66.
6d6?
Yeah, 66.
Well, then we got more coming.
Well, hold on. 5. 8.
We're going to do it in 12
plus 8.
20.
28. Need to take you to Vegas.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He wouldn't be able to do it there. Get too nervous. All
right, you unleash
the Kraken.
The lightning on the chain. It funnels into underneath the sand and kind of crystallizes some of the sand around it. Yeah. And it shocks the main guy. And you notice the blood that was traveling up the chain wasn't actually blood. It was a bunch of bloody maggots that were infesting the bodies.
And that's controlling the bodies.
And you fried, and you can see all these fried, crispy maggots starting to rain down from the chain.
Nice.
Oh, man, nice. Get rid of the reanimating bodies.
Yeah, what about the bodies, though? Any
the five that were free of the chains, they're free of the chains.
Oh, okay.
They're moving towards you. You see one of the claws plunge into the beholder's center eye and blind it. The beholder's still moving, but it's half of its stalks are gone, and its central eye is bleeding out gelatin.
Beholder's getting fucked up.
Okay. Yeah.
I might have something I can do to help him out.
It is now your turn.
Time to pull up the flask again.
There are five of the little walking guys.
The Horn of Blasting, is that an area?
Yeah.
I'm kind of thinking that wading through these guys isn't a good idea, so maybe I should try and, I don't know, knock them back, or... I don't know, what do you guys think? All right.
Come on, Black Dragon.
All right.
Lord Albert
Shaw. What do I have to do for the Horn of Blasting?
Your escorts now.
Roll 5d6.
5d6.
12.
Yes, I know.
20.
All right, you blast them all away from you and kill three of them.
Nice.
Barely clinging together. Make three con saves.
Oh, come on. I used the horn to avoid this.
Well, you blew it, and they just fucking blew up. Two of them were blown away from you, but you've been blown. You blew the other ones in the clouds of maggots.
2. Failed that one. 15. Passed that one. And 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
You're just a walking gore video right now.
Yeah. It's like...
All right, you take 12 points of damage from the explosions, and more maggots start to find their way into your body.
Excellent.
And then we go to Chester.
You love him.
Okay. There's one blown away guy, walking dead guy still living.
I'm not worried about that. Here's the thing.
The other guy, so.
You said earlier that awaken gives intelligence to a creature.
Yeah, to animals or plants.
I know he doesn't have an eye, but is there any way I can up the beholder's intelligence so he can kind of use his sensations, his other?
No, it has to be targeted against someone that doesn't have intelligence, and it brings them to that. Not. The beholder is actually quite intelligent.
I know.
It can still see with its other eyes, but it's not going to win this fight. The other creature does a lot more raw damage. The problem is with the Beholder, it's been hitting it with like sleep, charm, telekinesis rays, a few damage rays, but a lot of like abilities, and it's just been shrugging off those effects. That's the problem.
Again, I can't do any more fourth level spells. Okay, I'm just gonna have to beat that one other zombie down. That's my only.
Okay.
It just creates like illusions, I think.
Starting to bust your bubble.
Are you still going on with the phantasmal?
18.
This is the third time you've asked me. This is the third time I've told you. It makes illusions.
What'd you get?
18.
The staff. You killed it. No, if you're talking about the staff that has spells.
Make a con save.
Con save it is.
No.
The spell phantasmal force, he just creates
7
illusions.
Plus 2 is 9. I'm taking some maggots.
Oh, that's funny.
You take 10 points of damage.
Yikes. 63.
And there's maggots crawling underneath your flesh.
Maggots.
Whoa. How do we get rid of those? What do I, like, have to light myself on fire? That's not fun.
Probably.
That sounds like one way of doing it. We now go to the top of the order. Wizard.
Oh, god damn it. He's still holding on to these chains, correct?
The chains are binding him.
Yeah, you don't want to get rid of those.
Yeah, that'll keep him. Let's keep him bound down.
Yeah, I guess. I guess if I could do the Melf's acid arrow to the face, to his noggin.
Sure, go for it.
Yeah.
All right, cast it. Roll the hit.
11.
Plus
8.
18. That hits.
Sweet.
Roll
3d6. Let's do this. 4, 5, 6, 7. Fuck. 9. Plus nothing.
7, 8. Does he add his intelligence modifier?
Nope. No. I don't think.
All right. It continues to hit it next turn, so it's not completely done yet. But you unleash your pain. The Beholder unleashes its remaining pain as it pulls out its claw and splits the Beholder in half.
Oh.
Well, it's nice knowing you, Beholder.
Oh, my pet is gone.
Well, at least we don't have to worry about it taking revenge on you. I think you may have to use the flask on the Blood God, though.
Can I?
I think you should be able to do that. You have to pass a concentration check because it's like a... It's like you're thinking, it's like...
Oh, yeah, that would be interesting.
God in a flask, or not?
Risky. Huh?
So freaking risky.
That is. I would have to roll really good.
But since it's a blood god, it's only just like random.
You take 23 points of damage.
Cool. Wow.
Housed.
Awesome.
Who, Hutzel?
Yes. Hutzel got housed.
Oh, how the hell did he get hit?
Maggots.
One of its claws ripped the thing. It's got four arms. One of the other ones bashes Hutzel.
Oh. So I'm at 11 and on my way out. Great.
Another one actually swings and misses the wizard.
Nice.
And swings and misses it.
Thank God.
I have the highest AC. Why am I always the one that gets hit?
I don't get it. Because I rolled a 4 against him, a 2 against him, and a 16 against you. Doesn't matter if you had plate mail with a fucking large shield with 16, he's going to hit you. That's what your job is. Your job is to take...
I guess I should use that resistance thing now. To take that know it exists.
And now it goes to... Shaw.
Quick aside while I have you all in suspense. Listen, we're going to win this fight. You know it. And I know it seems like we all hope is lost. But we are now about to see the true power of Lord Albert Shaw. And he's going to realize just why he's a warrior. He's been a warrior all along. He is our king. He is our liege. And he's the one that got us into this. It's a long story. Thank you very much for listening to Dungeonetics. You can reach us at Dungeonetics at Instagram, Dungeonetics on Twitter, and Dungeonetics at gmail.com. I'll leave you guys right back to the adventure and get ready for next week. A brand new 25-episode Cliff Notes will be made just for you. That's right, Tim. I listened. I don't really know if there's a Tim. Enjoy.
Are you going to go for Gusto?
Unleash
the throne?
Yeah, unleash
the throne. Use your action point and use the crown?
Yes, use the damn crown.
It's probably going to be the last thing I do, because when I take damage from the maggots again, I'm going down.
You don't take continuous damage from the maggots.
Oh, okay.
Hutzel, do the crown, because if you're not, I'm going to try to put them in
That's
my...
That's what I'm doing.
In my, I'm my flask. Lighting it
up. It's flask time!
So let's hope... No, it's so crown time.
Oh, crown time!
You know where you are?
No, no. So it's just max damage.
Well, it's different now, but... Roll it up.
I passed the point of no return.
So, roll the hit.
Oh, I have to roll a hit still? Dude.
Yeah.
You gotta hit it with something to hit make the crown work. You can't just magically just throw the crown at him.
8 plus 9?
17.
That is actually its AC.
Yay! Crown!
Alright, you're gonna use the crown.
Oh my god.
The crown isn't nearly as good as it used to be, but because they made criticals not as good. Roll 2d10 plus 1d6.
2d6, right?
2d10
plus
1d6. Oh, 2d10 plus 1d6.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
It's 3. 6. 1.
10.
And then 5 from my strength.
So that's 15.
15. But since you got a critical, it gives you another attack. And since you used Action Surge, that means...
Action Surge.
You have a total of 5 attacks, so make your next attack.
5 attacks? Good God.
This is what the fighter does.
This goes berserk. Goes.
Well, that's a miss.
You're rampaging.
You roll?
A 3.
Okay. Yeah.
You're rampaging.
Take number 3.
That's a hit. It's a 12.
All right. Roll 1d10 plus 1d6.
Yes.
7. Plus. Do I add my strength?
Yep. Yeah. All right. Another hit.
So, 5 and 7.
12.
Again.
For the kids watching, their how to add.
That's 19 with the improved critical. Is that?
That's a critical. So roll 2d10 plus 1d6.
6. That's 10. 1. 11.
A lot of math going on.
Okay, and roll your last attack.
It's 14. That's a hit. Three, that's 5, so it's 10.
God, you better fucking nail it.
You housed it.
You did about as much damage as Beholder did. You're like going
hack and slash.
Four of your slashes are just like chipping this thing apart. And it's starting to sink back in. It's barely holding on now. If you hadn't missed the other one, you probably would have killed
him. Yeah, I know.
It is now.
Ooh. Oh, wait a minute, did I? Oh, never mind. I'm pretty
Miles?
Sure.
Miles, come on.
Come on, Carver.
Finish it off.
Biles.
The fucking warrior's in there barely alive, fucking slashing this thing to pieces.
Mark's taking a nap.
Does the bolt do anything to it?
Sure, why not? Made of flesh and blood, I guess.
Yeah, I'll take an acid bolt.
Alright, roll.
Knock me on the 7.
Should I go for it? Do what?
Do we have to?
Oh, put 18. It in the flask? If it survives and gets to your turn,
all right,
try
3d6.
What's the worst that can happen? Little one doesn't go away.
Why do you keep putting them back in?
Wait, it's lucky. Maybe we said less.
Need some charge.
I don't know.
Plus 3. 15.
You shoot it. The creature shudders and strains against its chains, and it seems to cry blood from the Volperi walls of the room itself. As the creature monster begins to sink back into the pit, and the walls begin to cave in and collapse, this whole structure is caving in on itself.
We're running!
Yeah, wait. Okay.
I start sprinting. Wait. Diving into the water.
And they now have no more charges. I'm sad.
Okay, as,
you make a boat out of the boat.
There's a turn. There's like chunks of the ceiling falling. This place is collapsing.
Nothing left to fight, so shouldn't we just run like little bitches?
Run. Yeah, I got 25 movement rate. Can I double move?
Right, make a dexterity save.
Oh, yeah, good. 5 plus 2, 7.
All right, as you're. Running,
oppression.
Running out. A chunk of the ceiling collapses and hits you. The chunk of solid clay is probably 12 by 11 feet and has pinned you underneath it.
Okay.
It is now Wizard's turn.
The weakest character has to freed someone who's pinned. You have a strength modifier of 0.
Use your phantasmal force to blow it off.
You're not currently trapped.
Use your phantasmal force to blast it off.
It's phantasmal force is an illusion.
Now, if you had telekinesis now.
Use Thunderwave to knock it off.
I could use Thunderwave,
but you'd probably hit him.
So?
No, I can what's the difference? Go around him, right?
Yeah, you can sculpt it around.
Yeah, you sculpt around him.
Thunderwave it.
Let's do Thunderwave.
Blow the Thunderwave off him. Blow the brick of the thing off him.
I'll try to knock
Thunderwave his pants off.
Pants off.
All right, you Thunderwave. It doesn't completely release him, but I will half the DC for him to climb out. You soften up the clay.
So kind, John.
And I assume you're moving to the exit during this as well?
Yeah.
He's bam! Bam, bam!
Good luck, buddy! I'll see you out there.
I guess I'm running.
Are you going to help him? Or he's gonna run.
He should be able to get out on his
own. Wow.
I have 11 hit points. If I get hit by anything, I'm going down.
That's true. Well,
I'm precarious fat.
All right, make a deck.
We need to get the hell out of here.
His armored, covered butt.
8 plus 2.
Oh, God.
Yeah, my dex is plus 2 modifier.
This is fun. As he's running past him, he's like, dude, you can get out by your own. The ground cracks in front of him, creating a fissure, and he face plants into the inside of the fissure and knocks himself cold out.
Inside
the fissure, which is about 18 feet deep.
Son of a beast.
As I pass out, I hear a dwarf
laughing. You're like, you got this!
You got it, brother!
And now it goes to...
I gotta save his ass.
Cue the Minutemen, Corona, and the Jackass.
Miles.
Theme song.
Really?
These are the effects of the actual spell. Earthquake, which is an 8th level spell.
Haven is not a nice place to live.
Nah.
What is mount?
you're trained in using, horses.
Oh.
If Bobby turns into a horse,
you can mount Bobby if he's a horse.
Can I use my climber kit to go down and bitch slap?
Can I make a climb check?
Bitch slap onto the leg.
But before you do it, Mark, I'm Miles Carver, and this is... This is Jackass.
No. 10 plus strength.
And
plus 3, 13.
Your ass. And that's the
plus 3 for strength, is that what I'm doing?
Well, yeah, you also have the kit, so you make it down to him.
Okay. And I just bitch slap him.
Are you going to try carrying him on your back up?
No, he's
putting a rope on him. Fuck. What are you doing?
Put a rope on him, go up and pull him awake.
You could give him a potion.
He's at
negative
1 potion.
Hit points, that's why he's unconscious.
Oh, okay, yeah, then I'll give him a healing potion. That's 2d4 plus 2.
Put it down as
2.
2.
4,
6. 6 plus 2, 8.
Alright, you wake up with Mark on top of you.
I'm not on top of you.
Pouring a potion down your throat.
I'm next to you, wake up, buddy.
You're stroking my hair.
Come on, pal.
I love you. Don't die on me.
Chester?
Bubba! I gotta push this thing
off. I gotta go back for Bubba.
Yeah, you're not gonna push the whole thing off. You're just trying to get yourself wedged
keep
down
running.
This.
No, I gotta help.
You gotta keep running.
I
do have strength.
Yeah, you get up.
Okay.
Because he helped you by loosening it.
Help me.
You could hear the little steam thing catapulting, sledgehammering the thing, and you push yourself out of it. And you are leaving?
Do you have a rope by chance?
No, you already asked me that. No, man. Is there any way I can get to them and drag or?
They're on their way out the tunnel. So.
Oh, we got Hutzel out of the pit?
He's awake now.
Yeah.
But we're out of the pit, though, I'm saying.
Not yet. It's not your turn.
I know, but that's what I'm asking. So
you'll be able to
come over and help.
Oh, well, he can help if he wants.
Pull Hutzel out. Because he's still groggy from recuperating.
All right. If he wants.
I'm asking.
Will it help? Well,
you can aid them, yeah.
Okay.
Why do I feel like he's going to say something and falls in as you're helping us?
I will aid you. Only because I care.
even though it's really advantageous for me to get the hell out of
then
here.
Let's go. I can
no,
take
I'll
care
help
of
it. Go. No, I got you. I'll help it. Go. I'm okay. Turning back around.
Okay.
And now we go to the top. Wizard.
You're halfway down the hall. It's like, suckers. Yeah,
right now I'm...
Can't you use Ray of Frost on the roof so it freezes it?
On the roof?
Yeah, because the roof is on fire.
Yeah, no, the roof is falling on us.
You don't need the water.
The roof
is falling on us. I don't think a little frost is going to keep it from falling down.
Yeah.
What an ice storm.
Just run.
Yeah, I'm running.
Just run.
I'm just running.
All right, he makes it out of the tunnel.
Congratulations.
You're back into the
water.
The water.
We still have a water walk still?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're standing in the water.
Well, you're in the storm drain.
I'm in the storm drain.
Oh, I thought we were like, okay.
No, if we can all get into the storm drain away from this.
Gotcha. And you can jump in the water.
Together.
Yeah. Gotcha.
And the guy's like, I'll get you, fugitive.
I'll get you.
And after that, it goes to Shaw.
Who's stumbling and bubbling.
Okay, I guess I have to try and climb out of this hole.
All right, roll a climb check.
Yeah, I'm pretty easy to get out of a hole. You're the one that's got your...
Oh, 16.
Caked armor.
Plus five from strength.
Yeah, and he's helping you. So you get up, you grab his little dwarven gauntlet hands, and he pulls you out.
Gauntlet hands.
Ogre powers. Commence.
I guess then I will aid Mark.
11 plus...
I'm the one that made that jihad cry.
14.
Yeah, right? I was trying to be the warrior princess.
You have your climbing kit and Hutzel's helping you. So he helps Hutzel out. And Shaw helps you out.
I apologize if anyone was offended.
And the three of you flee after him as you see the mage jump from the pipe.
Woo!
Yeah.
And you guys dive down after him.
Splash.
You see.
We walk in water.
Oh yeah, it's true.
You see from the water. You can see some of the structures on the docks, like caving in on themselves.
Oh no!
And you can hear the earth shifting.
It's like Atlantic City.
You are free.
That was
horrific.
No, we went back to shore.
Yeah, we're right next to the shore.
Yeah.
You're back in the water. You're not near the dock, but
not
you're
near Haven.
If I walk, it'd probably only take you less than an hour.
It's still a long water run.
You just walk back to the dock.
Yeah, what the hell are you guys doing walking down the road?
They're gods! Worship them!
Okay, get them so... many women! I'm guessing since we're all beat to shit, maybe
a nap is a good thing.
What do you ever do with the ring you got?
Wearing it.
I actually have the Esmond Wright ring with symbols. I would like to investigate it. I would like to show it to Leon Taft. But there's no way to tell if the guy that we just bought, Jarvis, had that ring. I'm sure he did.
What do you mean? If it was his ring?
No, if he had a ring that was like it.
Oh, to see if he had a ring like it? Yeah, you didn't check his body.
No, I didn't.
I don't know, the roof caving in kind of made that difficult.
Well,
you return to Haven to a hero's welcome. You are lavished with foods and wine.
You return to town that just experienced the earthquake. So one of the counselors was responsible for the deaths within the city.
Yeah, surprise, surprise.
Another gathering has appeared outside the town hall yet again, and several prominent citizens have arrived to voice their concern of the leadership of Haven. This meeting is filled, you can see in the faces of those gathered, with fear rather than anger. The people of Haven are afraid that evil is consuming their city and that their fate is beyond their control. Standing before the assembled citizens is Constable Aiden, flanked by two of the city watch. Instead of pressuring the dispersal of those involved, he is advocating for new leadership for Haven. The corruption of the Duke and his appointed council is beyond measure. The sun has fallen too far from the tree and must be replaced. The walking dead has been difficult enough, but the squabbling among the living is much too dangerous in these treacherous times, he preaches to the crowd. Suddenly, an arrow passes by the face of Aiden and strikes the watchman to his left. Screams break out in the crowd as several hooded figures emerge and leap onto the platform while drawing blades.
And there you have it. Another amazing episode ending in a cliffhanger. Oh boy, oh boy. What will happen with the hooded gentlemen who seem to want to attack everything which is loved in Haven? And how the hell can I get everyone on the same page? Oh, I know. Next week, I will be releasing a 25 mini Cliff Notes episode, which will tie all this in together. So if you're lost as much as everyone else, get ready. I'm about to fill you in. Dungeonetics is made by the wonderful people at B&M Bake Podcast Network and Geekonomics. If you're looking for some of the sounds, check out Games Brown. That's right, GamesBrown. You can find him on Bandcamp. And also, the wonderful people at freesounds.org. Guys, check this out. The sounds are free. There's almost no reason why you can't do this. Oh, your problems. If you want to reach out to us, that's Instagram, Gmail, Twitter at Dungeonetics. And remember, inside every one of us there is a little warrior. You just have to unlock her or him or it. I'm not going to show you where that key is, but it's in that one spot you haven't explored. You know the spot. Rest easy.
Spell magic. Black tentacles.
Let me see. Can I memorize black tentacles? That's a porno name.
Sounds like a weird
black tentacles. Anime. Hentai porn.
Ivar's black tentacles.
Yeah,
I don't know what
Ivar's are. I don't have that anymore, huh?
Ivar's one sleazy bitch.
Could you use a phantasmal force?
All right, so it goes to... You
can use telekinesis to float yourself.
What are you
going
to do?
I already used telekinesis.
Wait, you didn't use levitate.
If you say stuff, see, it gets wiggly on the blue lines. Say something. Yeah, see that blue? That little blue line? That's you. Watch, watch. Ooh.
I don't want to see. Yeah. I don't want to.